Yeah, good man with Thomas.
So we got more.
Thank you.
I got 20 here. Something more.
Okay, we can share. Nice to see you.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is Rabbi Simon here. It is April 11th. And we have sponsors for tonight's shiur, Dahlia and David Levy, in memory of David's mother, Lillian Levy, Gittel Bas Moshe, and also sponsoring Ronnie and Paul Lustiger, commemorating the art site of Ronnie's father, Zev and Aryeh Leib, Susan and Lenny Presby, in honor of Rabbi Simon, Barbara and Neil Yarros, commemorating the upcoming art sites of Barbara's mother, Shifra Fega Baskedalia, and Neil's father, Tzvi Meir Ben Alpentempis HaKohen, and also Miriam and Izzy Solomon, to commemorate the art site of Miriam's mother, Chasha Bas Avram Bora.
Okay, thank you all for coming. Thank you all the sponsors and everyone who's here. I know it's a little close to Pesach, and to come out from the shiur is a special Mesiras Nefesh. You know, it's good we did it this week, not next week, because okay, thank you all for coming. You know, the Haggadah is one of the most well-read, well-published book we have in Yadus. Every year we're looking for more Haggadahs, more insights. It's you know, Hakol Tzrichim Mazel, Afilu Sefer Torah Shebeheichal. You know, some Haggadah has a lot of Mazel. So we're going to speak a little bit to give some insights on the Haggadah and see where that brings us. If we look in the Mishnah on page 7 in Psachim, it says Maschil Bignus Messiah Mishwach. We start with Gnus, Nebatila of the Avodah Zarah, the fact that we were of the Avodah Zarah and the Ashav Kevanu Akom Lavodoso. The Doresh me Arami Ovid Ovi at She Yigmor Kol Haparsha Kula. And basically the core of the Haggadah is the Psukim in Kisavo by Mikra Bikurim. We know that when they brought the first fruits, so when they went brought those fruits to Yerushalayim, so there were two parts to the mitzvah of Bikurim. There was the Havas HaBikurim, the bringing of the fruits, and then the recitation of the Psukim in Parshas Kisavo. Avarami Ovid Ovi, Vayed Mitzrayma, Vayogam Sham B'msei Ma'at. And we darshan those Psukim. Those Psukim that we darshan. And the question that's often asked is, why was this Parsha the Parsha that was picked? Someone once asked me, why don't they pick, you know, something in Bo and B'Shalach? Like someone once asked me, but these are the psukim of Arami Ovid Ovi. Rabbi Taub spoke last night in the Beis Medrash about the idea of Bikurim, Hakaras Hatov, and the Seder is all about Hakaras Hatov. But let us try to understand the different perspectives of what we gain by these psukim in Parshas Kisavo, which is way out in the end of the Chumash, and it's about Bikurim. Bikurim really has nothing to do with Pesach, besides what the Rabbi Tavos mentioned, the Hakaras HaTov, but it's very far remote. It's not even one of the Yom Tovim that, that we bring, the Bikurim by, Hanukkah and Shavuot. So what is this idea? And what do we learn from the fact that we darshan the Psukim in Parshas Ki Tsovo? So there was always a perspective from the Vilna Gaon that always intrigued me, and I would like to expound on that. But before we get to the Vilna Gaon, let's take a look in the beginning of the packet, page 1. So the Torah says, Lo sochol av chomet shivas yom yitochal matzos lechem oni. Ki pozom yatzosu me'eretz Mitzrayim matzisko as yom tzisko me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. So we know matzah is called lechem oni. The poor man's bread, lechem oni. In fact, Maral just parenthetically asked the question, matzah, Pesach represents cheiros, and why would we, how does this represent cheiros? This is the poor man's bread, why is it cheiros? And I think he says a very profound word which is very significant for all generations, especially our generation. And he says like this, the less you have and the less ingredients you have, you only have the flour, the water, you don't have all the additives, that's cheiros. Because the more things that you need to rely on, you become meshubad to those things. What do you think? That's what an addiction is. An addiction is not cheiros. An addiction is avdus. You become addicted to whatever you're addicted to. Matzah doesn't need all these, it's not dependent on all these ideas. It doesn't need the fruit juice, it doesn't need the yeast and all these things that make bread rise. That's the ultimate cheiros, where that's independence. The alcoholic is meshubah to the drink, etc. And all many examples that exist in the world. But then the Torah says lechem oni. That's how it defines matzah. And if you look in the Gemara, on page 6 here, on Lamed Vav Amar Aleph, Rav Yekiva Haide Karina Be'oni, Kide Shmuel Dama Shmuel Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. That Lechem Oni, there, besides the idea of poverty, Onin means we explain, we articulate many ideas. So matzah is together with the Haggadah, and the Haggadah is a book of explanations, expositions, etc. So that's why lechem oni, onim alav devarim harbe, and hence the Haggadah comes along with the matzah. So Ramea Simcha, the Or Sameach, says a very interesting insight. And he says, but the original question we had, how did we know which psukim in the Torah to darshan? So he says, very simple. Because since the Torah says what? Lechem oni. And what does the Torah say in Parshas Ki Tsovo on page 3? How does the pasuk begin? Vanisa ve'amarta. So that's the remez. V'anisa v'amarta lefnei Hashem elokecha arami oved avi. So that, says the Or Sameach, was how Chazal knew, since it's called lechem oni, so what's the pasuk, the parsha that begins with that lashon of oni or v'aniya, is this parsha. Oni, lashon v'anisa v'amarta, and that, says the Ramea Simcha, right here in the Or Sameach, on page 8, he says, "Vehusha Yidrosh Me Arami Nira the Omar B'Daf Lamed Vav Rabbi Akiva Ruk the Karin Oni Shmuel Oni Malav Dorm Harbe And then he says, and all these things, Yitzias Mitzrayim Kosov Yigadzel Vincha Amarta Muzev Pesach Maitzarach Oni Hu Mishum Tzarach Lidrosh Parcha De Bikurim Dechsiv Bei Loshan Aniyah. And that was the way that Chazal, this Remez, was what led Chazal to pick the Parsha of Bikurim to Darshan, because that's the Parsha that begins with the Loshan Aniyah, Vanisa Vamarta, and that's Lechem Oni. It still doesn't explain why is this Parsha more fit than any other Parsha that talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. But nonetheless, this is where it began. Yeah, but I mean, the Nisa Vamarta is like an introductory, words. But this is the crux of it. Okay, so in the Sefer, the Tikkuni Zohar. The Tikkuni Zohar is a Sefer that's attributed to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Very often people quote, say the Zohar, but it's two separate Svarim. The Zohar and the Tikkuni Zohar are two separate Svarim, both attributed to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and you know, there are always questions that people ask about the authorship, but we'll assume Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wrote the Zohar, wrote the Tikkuni Zohar. It's a separate Sefer. Sometimes people have a citation from the Zohar, and they look in the Tikkuni Zohar, or they have a citation from the Tikkuni Zohar, and they look in the wrong Sefer. So the Vilna Gaon wrote a perish on the Tikkunim here, and he says like this, on page 10 of the bottom. Rekam Shlachtani Shuvia, Inyan, the second line from where the arrow is. The Inyan Ki Yaakov Belova Dugmas Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. That the whole story of Klal Yisrael in Golus in Mitzrayim, the blueprint of that story of Klal Yisrael, is the first time that Yaakov Avinu goes to Beis Lavan. And all those things that happen there, for example, all of a sudden he leaves, like Klal Yisrael leaves. And what happens? When does Paro find out about it? On the third day, just like by Lavan. And when does he catch up to him? On the seventh day, just like by Paro and Mitzrayim. So the whole story, the whole narrative of Yaakov and Beis Lavan is a masa ovos simon labanim of what's going to happen in the future of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. They're going to leave with all the booty, just like Beis Lavan. They took away all that idea, and the idea of the Machlos. So he says, "Inyan ki Yaakov b'Lavan dugmas Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, Moshach Kosov avos hein simon labanim golus Yaakov v'chakach lokov." That's called Rechusho. Moshach Kosov yineir isi eskem kasher asher Lavan v'chein v'inatzlu etz Mitzrayim. Uvmakel loko lovan berchusho. They had the makel, right? The maklos there, just like in Mitzrayim as well, and that was the ma'isa of osimul abon. Okay. So, very often the Vilna Gaon would give a remez or something, usually very terse idea. But I always think that now it's our job to expound upon so basically what we are talking about is how come the idea of the Seder is the core of the Seder is the story of the Mikra Bikurim that we have, which is we start speaking about Arami Ovid Ovi, about Lavan, about Klal Yisrael, and in the house of Lavan, and etc. And that we focus on Lavan, Arami Ovid Ovi, is Lavan who tried to destroy the Jewish people, and that's what the Vilna Gaon explains. Now, to further explain this idea, so I'd like to start with two questions and then expound upon that and tie it into to Lavan. One question, the famous question that's asked, is that the Yontif of Pesach in the Torah is called Shabbos. Usfartam lachem mimochar sa Shabbos. So the tzidukim who don't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh say that Svira always has to come what? On Sunday. So this year, like last year, it's good. But we're on the same page. But, you know, everyone holds that because the first day of Yontif is Shabbos. So it works out good. But when it's not that way, we still hold that it's the day after, even though they hold that no, it's always going to be Sunday. You know how the Gemara says? They say Pesach always... Svira always has to start on a Sunday. Why? So they say it's explained very well. Because he says, they had an American mind. What did they say? Because if Svira starts on Sunday, then Shavuos will always be on Sunday. And since Shavuos is only a one-day Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, so might as well not make a long weekend out of it. And you have... Shabbos and then Sunday, so you'll always have Shavuos to be a long weekend, and that was the sales pitch to try to sell it to the people that Shavuos always pays. You know, Svira always should start on Sunday, and Shavuos should always be on Sunday, and we hold not like that. Yeah. So, but the question that many farms speak about, and there are a lot of different answers to this question, is why is Pesach called Shabbos in the Torah? Misfartam lachem mimachras haShabbos means from the first day of Pesach. Why is that? So there are a lot of different answers to this question, but I want to focus on one particular approach tonight, and then we'll tie it into Lavan. Okay? That's one. There's a second question I want to raise, and I didn't even think I was going to speak about this till I gave a shiur last week about this topic. And I said, you know what, this fits in well with the shiur that I'm going to give this week, so I'm going to say the following. You know, Pesach is very interesting that at the Seder today we don't have the Korban Pesach, right? We don't have a Korban Pesach. But not only that, we go out of our way to show that we don't have a Korban Pesach. Well, because the minhag, there's different minhagim, but the minhag that many have is not to eat any roasted food on the Seder. And it's interesting, the Yerushalmi says even roasted chicken, because the Korban Pesach was roasted. So we want to show that this is not the Korban Pesach. Don't think we're, you know, don't think we're trying to imitate the Korban Pesach. We don't have the Korban Pesach. We should have it one day, but we don't. So we follow the opinion that only things that you do shechita to, like oaf, chicken, meat, etc., those can't be roasted. Because you could say, why can't I have chicken? No one's going to think that's the Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach can't come from a chicken, right? It has to be a lamb. It can't be a chicken. So that should be good enough. The fact that I'm having chicken and not a lamb should be good. No. We say, no, there's even an opinion that says that you can't even have anything roasted. Even an egg. Even, right? Because not to make any... You know, any trace of a thought that this might be the Korban Pesach. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't understand. The whole thing is a minhag. Why do you have to go, so vite with this minhag? So that was the what the Aruch HaShulchan was asking. I can understand, okay, you want to aser, chicken that's roasted. But the opinions that aser even other things, even eggs that are roasted. Why? So he says he doesn't think you have to go so far. And there's a whole... So why do we go so far? Why do we try to stress this idea? Oh, so let me show you an idea that always intrigued me. It's from the Sefer Imrei Noam of Zhikiv. And this is the following. Look on page 11. It says, Vatabani, Shema Bekoli, this is before Yaakov is going to base Lavan. So his mother, Rivka, gives him some advice. He says, I'm going to go to my brother's house. Shema Bekoli, Kubrachucha Lavanochi Harana. V'yashavta imbo yomim achadim. And you'll be there for several days. Until, Esav, calms down. And then, he'll forget what you did to him, that you took the Bechora. And then you'll come back. Because, why should I lose both of you? That he's going to get angry, he could kill you, Chas V'Shalom. And just stay there. Stay there. And then later on, Yaakov comes back. I mean, we have the confrontation between Yaakov and Esav in Parshas Vayishlach. Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim. Rashi says, Malochim Mamish. Which literally means literal angels as opposed to just messengers. And then he says, Im lovan garti, and Rashi says on page 14, lovan garti, gematria tayag, klomar, lovan harosha garti, etayag mitzvos shamarti. So, what's the idea? Why is he telling him that he kept Lavan? Esav cares. You kept the Tayag Mitzvahs. He didn't keep the Tayag Mitzvahs. He's saying, I was in Lavan's house, and I stayed frum. I was okay. I didn't go off the deep end. I was good. And Esav cares. What's he trying to say? Oh. So. Now, I'd like to start by focusing on the second pasuk on page 11. V'yashavta imo yomim achadim, asher tashuv chamas achicha. What does it mean, yomim achadim? So literally it means you'll be there several days. Yomim achadim. So the Zhikiver says a beautiful explanation on yomim achadim. Not the regular translation. You know what he says? He says like this. The Medrash says on page 15, Tavar Acher, Lama Bercha, Rabbi Yechiv, Yevdostai, Rabbi Shmuel, Bab Nachman, Rabbi Dosa, Omrim, She'en Lo Ben Zub. Shabbos has a special bracha, Vayikuvarach HaSvokim Et Yom HaShvi, HaKadesh HaSom. Because every other day of the week has a pair. Yom Rishon was Yom Sheni. Yom Shlishi, Yom Ravi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi, and Shabbos is the odd man out. It has no companion. So Hashem says, "Who's the companion? Klal Yisrael is going to be the companion of Shabbos." Oh, so says the Zhikavah, you know what it means. When it says V'yashavta imo yomim achadim, what was Rivka telling her son? You know what Rivka was telling her son? Yomim achadim means singular days. Meaning, she's telling her son, when you go to Beis Lavan, I want to make sure that you're makpid to keep Shabbos very well. You're makpid to keep Shabbos. Because Shabbos is what? The singular day of the week. Because Elo ben Zug. So Yashavta imo yomim achadim. You're going to be there for many Shabbosim. Not just many days. You're many Shabbosim. Make sure that you latch on to the Shabbos. And then he explains that that's the pshat later on page 12, when it says Yaakov sent malachim. Who are the malachim mamish? So he says, Alderech HaDrush. What does mamish stand for? What does it stand for? Not right. It stands for menorah, mita, shulchan. Those are the three things that that when we come back from Shabbos, when we come back Friday night, we have the mita that's arranged, the menorah is lit, and the shulchan is set. It means that was the malachim that were created from Hishmir Shabbos in Lat, in Beis Lavan. And that's what it means, Tayag Mitzvos Shamarti. Tayag Mitzvos, you did Tayag Mitzvos, you can't do Tayag Mitzvos, no one can do Tayag Mitzvos. It means, I listened to my mother, and I kept Shabbos, that Shokol, connected to Tayag Mitzvos. Let's see, I'll show you that inside, so you could see where he says that here on page 19. Imre Noam, I'd like to show you the Shar block so you can know where it's coming from the Horowitz of Jikov. He says, page 19, V'nei Yaakov k'sha'omar im lovan garti, v'tayag mitzvah shamarti, l'chor eich efshar zos, v'chi nosan truma. Did he give truma? Okiya mitzvah chalitza, v'yibum? What is in Beis Lavan? Rachnir kavoso ki rivka omra lo, v'yashavte imo yomi machodim, v'kavanoso lahasiro Sheyishmor Shabbos the Beis Lavan. That was the kavana. The Zen Nikra Yomim Achodim. Those are the singular days. Keep Shabbos in Beis Lavan. Al Derech Omran Lekulam Nasati Ben Zug Velilu Nasati Ben Zug. The Omru Chazal Kol Shomer Shabbos Keilu Kiyem Kol HaTorah Kula. Shabbos is what? Keneged the Tayag Mitzvahs. Alzer Ramos Yaakov im Lovan Garti, etayeg mitzvah shamarti. Hainu shome Shabbos shokol kenege kol tayeg mitzvahs. And that would scare Esav, because the Shmir Shabbos, hivchid es Esav v'zeh. Shebekoch Shmir Shabbos, he's gaber al Esav. So therefore he sends malachim. So who are the malachim? Yaakov ratzo lachnil, mitzvah Shabbos. Zer she'omer malachim mamish. Three lines to the bottom. Rashi Tevis, Mita, Menorah, Shulchan. Based on the Gemara, Motza Ner Dolok, Mita, Motzas, Shulchan Aruch. So that's his word. So now I want to be Mosif. What's the upshot here? So I want to say the following, to be Mosif on what the Imre Noam says. This is the following. There is a famous Yerushalmi, here on page 17, we know there's a concept of being mafrish, trumas, and maisrus, giving tithes. And some people are believed that they took the proper tithes from the food, that they could eat the food. And then the Chazal tell us that the Amei Oretz, people who are not so scrupulous, are not believed. And even if they say they took the tithes, you can't believe them. The Chavir is believed, the Amoritz is not believed. But you know what the Gemara says, the Mishnah says here? Lokech peres misha einu neman al maishas? Yishoch al asun sholo b'shabbos v'ochel al piv. Because even a person who normally, you ask him, did you take trumas and maishas, is not believed. But if you ask him on Shabbos, and he says he took, you can trust him. Says the Gemara, why? Eima Shabbos alav v'hu omer emes. Because on Shabbos, the fear of Shabbos, in other words, Shabbos is the time that we confront, it's us and the Ribbono Shel. You know, the Mishmesha Chochma writes a beautiful thing. Maybe it's not necessary for our generation, but the Mishmesha Chochma says there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif is all about socialization, getting people together. That's why we allow you to carry food, you know, these things. It's all about bringing people together. Shabbos is all about being alone, what Rav Soloveitchik calls the lonely man of faith. It's about meditation, you with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Rabbi Nissel pointed out. You see, based on the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, different Yerushalmi, that Bekoshi Hitiru to say good Shabbos. So it's really on Shabbos, you're not supposed to talk. Why? The Mefarshim explain. Korban Eid explains, because Hashem rested on Shabbos. He didn't create. But how did he create things during the week? Through Dibur. So Shabbos, the Benuch of Shabbos is through Dibur. So you're really not supposed to speak on Shabbos. Now Scheinberg's exile, he fulfilled that. He didn't speak on Shabbos, only the Torah. But if Tom, you want to have a conversation, come back on Sunday. Not on. So we're not on that Madrega. If we would do that, that would be a bissel gaiva, yura, to do that. But that's the real halacha. In other words, halavai, we should make sure not to speak business and other things on Shabbos. Really, you're not supposed to speak on Shabbos. But in our generation, it wouldn't work. You know, but that's what the Mesha Chachma says, that Shabbos is about this bodhidus, you know, you and God. Yontif is about bringing everyone together. So Shabbos is Ribbono Shel Olam right in front of you. That's what you're focusing on. So when you're focusing on Shabbos Ribbono Shel Olam, then you're not gonna lie. Emes. And that's why the Am Aretz, who normally on a Tuesday and a Wednesday and a Thursday is not believed. But if you ask him something on Shabbos, you can trust him on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is that midah of midas ha-emes. Oh. So I thought that's pshat in the Imre Noam. Rivka had to have place of salvation for her brother. Okay, she has for her son. So she knows her brother will take him in, but she knows who her brother was. That he was a swindler, and he was, you know, everything was. He knew he didn't represent Emes and Yashrus and that. So he says, when you're in such an environment, what's going to protect you in such an environment is Shmir Shabbos. Because Shmir Shabbos, if it's done properly, will infuse you with the Midah of Emes. And that's why she told him that Hayisa Sham Yomim Achadim Hachov Chamos Achicha. Meaning you're going to be there many Shabbosim. So make sure you keep Shabbos. And that I think is the continuation of the Imre Noam. And that's the Pshat. And he kept Shabbos, and that's what he said to Esav. I kept Shabbos because that was the whole point. That was the main test, that he should keep Shabbos in the Beis Lavan, because he needed that protection, not to be influenced. Oh, Mesha Chachma and Emor. Oh, so I think with this idea, we could understand the questions that I raised before. Why is Pesach called Shabbos? Why is the Haggadah about Lavan that we said? So the Gro explained, Maisa obviously will about it, but the idea is because Pesach is the foundation of Emunah. All our emunah of Hashem, and that's the emes of the world. That's the crux, that's the foundation. In other words, what's the whole point of the Seder night is that we should inculcate in the next generation Emunah Bashem, Emunah in our Mesorah. And that's what Emes, and that's what the Pesach line is. Yigadu to the Bincha is not, you know, some people say, not necessarily every, all the Vertlach that exists, that's also nice, but it's to give, as some point out, to give them a Mesorah of Emunah. But, you know, ultimately, where do we know the Ribono Shel Olam exists? It's all from our tradition, our Mesorah. It's not from this code and that code and the other code. It's because we have a Mesorah. Yigadu to Lebincha. Elokei Aviv Avraham Avinu. And that's what Pesach is. And that's what Shabbos is. It's that's midah of Emes. Nothing counterfeit. Nothing, the real thing. And that's why, if we don't have a Korban Pesach, we're not going to try to pretend that we have a Korban Pesach. And therefore, what does it say by Emes? Midvar Sheker what? Tirchak. In other words, when it comes to something that's not Emes, it doesn't say you shouldn't do it. Tirchak. So the key of Midvar Sheker Tirchak is to make sure that we're not trying to show that we have some counterfeit Korban Pesach and we're trying to pretend that this is a Korban Pesach. It's not the Korban Pesach. And we go so far that even our chicken won't be roasted. No one should, because if we want to give a Mesorah of Emes to our next generation, it has to be the real thing. It can't be that we're trying to pretend this is the Korban Pesach. And even things that are far removed, and that's perhaps the answer to the Orach HaShulchan. Why are we so what? So concerned about this minhag that we have to, some asr, even an egg that's roasted. Because the minhag is about our Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's about Pesach, and Pesach and Shabbos. That's the meat of Emes that exists on Pesach. And that's why the Haggadah, we darshan the psukim of, let's talk about Lavan. Because Lavan is the ultimate swindler, is the ultimate sheker, the ultimate to show that this is what we're trying to stay away from, this is what we're going to, and that's where we darshan the psukim of Arami Oved Avi Vayir Mitzrayim. Look at this Arami Oved Avi, and look how we went away from him, and we arose in a Mesorah of Emes that came about with Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Mesorah to give over to our children. And I'll tell you something else that the Chasam Sofer says. It's the mathematicians here. What did we say? Shabbos, Keneged Tarjag Mitzvos. That's what he said. After he fulfilled what Rivka said, Lavan, Yaakov, he says, I kept Shabbos, here's the, and the Malachim Mamish, the meat, the menorah, and the shulchan, and Tarjag Mitzvah Shamarti means I kept Shabbos. It says the Chasam Sofer, I never knew this gematria till this year that I saw in the Chasam Sofer. Pesach, let's do it together. What's the gematria of Pesach? Now, I'm not asking you the gematria of Pesach. I want Pesach to spell out Pe, Samach, Ches, without a Yud. Okay, let's do it. Pe, Pe, Hey, Hey, 85. Okay? Samach, Samach, Mem, Chaf, is what? 108. Okay? And Ches is 400. No. 613. Yeah? 613. Pay is what? 85. Samach is Samach Mem Chaf Sofis. 108. He's a mathematician. And 408. Kes.
Okay.
The Tav and the Kes, 408. And that's Taryag. Because that's the Sod. That's the Sod of the Taryag Mitzvahs, is that if we don't have Emes, we don't have Shabbos is Emes, Pesach is Emes, and if we don't have that, those things, so then we've missed. So whatever we give over to our children will not have a kiyum. What? No, without the yud. Wait. 85, 108, and 408. Wait. Let's go. Samach is Samach Mem Chof. That's Mem Chof 60, and 60 is 120. 120. 805. And 408. Got it? Now it works? Okay, good. Okay. 613. Good. And then I wanted to point out another idea of Pesach and Shabbos. As we said that Shabbos, there is a pasuk here in Vayikra in Parshas Emor on page 24. You know, there's an interesting pasuk that we have by Korban Pesach, by the mitzvah of Pesach. It says, "Ach b'yom harishon, what? Tashbisu se'or mibateichem. Tashbisu se'or mibateichem." So that's a funny word, tashbisu. So Tosa says, it means to destroy the chametz. Rashi says, no. There's no requirement to get rid of chametz on Pesach. You can't eat chametz on Pesach. So what does it mean, Tashbisu? What does Rashi say? Bittel Belev. So what does Bittel Belev mean? It means that you have to what? In your mind. Say that I'm viewing this as what? Afra Da'ara. Right? Even though it's not Afra Da'ara. But I'm going to look at this from the perspective that this is dust of the earth. Midrabanan, you have to what? You have to get rid of it. But Midaraisa, you could stay there, and all you have to do is what? In your mind, this is like worthless. This is like Afra Da'ara. And the Ralbag explains, Rav Kasha quotes this, and others say, what does it mean, lo yere'olecha chametz? So what does it mean, the Mishnah says in Ksubas, what does it mean, look, roeh? Roeh means to see. But it also means what? The famous Mishnah. Roeh ani es divrei admon. We speak it in English, we say this. I see what you're saying. What do you mean, I see what you're saying? It means, I agree with you. I understand what you're saying. So that means, lo yere'olecha means, I want you to look at this from a different perspective. Take this chametz and look at it from a different perspective. And that ultimately is emuna. Because emuna is what we think, what we believe. And a lot of times people could come to ideas that are against our emuna. So we have to look at it from a different perspective. That's what tashbisu is. That's the mitzvah. The whole mitzvah, according to Rashi, is not about getting rid of chametz. All that we do, midrabanan, you have to get rid of it. Even Rashi agreed that midrabanan, you have to get rid of it, etc. But as far as the Torah, before the rabbanan came along, it was just about not eating chametz, and then just saying that this chametz is, and that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. It's in the lev, in the moach. So there's a fascinating pshat from the Sefer Avid HaZohav on the pasuk in Emor on page 24. It says, "B'yom Hashabbos, B'yom Hashabbos Yarchenu Lefnei Hashem Tamid." Be'es b'nei Yisrael bris olam. So literally that means that the lechem haponim was what? Was set up on the shulchan every Shabbos. Parenthetically, the lechem haponim was matzah. Okay? Keep that in mind. The lechem haponim was matzah. It wasn't lechem, you know, it's not, in colloquial Hebrew we translate as bread, but matzah is, we make a motzi lechem in the heart. Matzah is lechem as well. It was the big shaila that the poskim talk about is when Erev Pesach shechal yos b'Shabbos, and you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, so what did they do with the lechem haponim? Because the lechem haponim is matzah that they would give out on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So that's a whole discussion. So what did they do with the lechem haponim? Maybe the lechem haponim is a mitzvah, maybe it's different. Maybe they waived that halacha. It's interesting how that many people have these minhagim that really, it's a question where they really come from. Not to eat from Rosh Chodesh, not to eat 30 days. People go very, very into that. But really the halacha is only what? Erev Pesach. The question whether it's Erev Pesach the night before, is it in the morning, the afternoon, but Erev Pesach, that's the whole thing. You know, a lot of people ask me, you know, these days, you know, can they eat something with matzah meal on Erev Pesach? Because on Erev Pesach, you know, you're very limited what you can eat. You can't eat chametz, you can't eat matzah, and it's a question whether all these fruit products that have matzah meal in it, whether you're also allowed to eat or not on Erev Pesach. It's also that requires its own shear about that. Right. So that's a question. To what degree we say that? In other words, So b'yom Hashabbos yarchenu literally means you set up the lechem haponim on the table, on the shulchan. But the word Yarchenu has another meaning in Hebrew. What do we say in Yiddish? How do you say it? Shots up. You know? Evaluate. So says the Ravid HaZohar, if there's something that you did during the week and you want to evaluate, you want to make a decision about something, when is the best time? B'yom HaShabbos Yachenu. Because during the week, you're too cluttered, you're running here, you're running there. You have the most Yishuv Hadas. The most Yishuv Hadas is when? On Shabbos. So that's what he writes here. Nirali Alder HaRemeth Yadua Der HaYetzah Shekol Sheshish Yimei HaMaseh HaAdam Hu Torad B'Parnasa. The whole week we're running. Sheva Shabbos Kol Zivrotza Lashub Midrochav Nofel El Atzva. So then it's in the Derech Avoda. So he says, take a look at the bottom now. Zeh B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu, three lines to the line. Loshen Erchen, Loshen Shuma. Shuma means you evaluate something. Ratzolom B'yom HaShabbos Yeh B'simcha V'yidme B'einav Ki'il Kol Shishu Yomim. V'nei Hashem, look at the next paragraph. B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu, Ol Derech Shekhsafti. Shabbos kal ratzolomi odom mesupok al eze dover. It's in the paragraph of the Odye Shlomer. The first line begins odom. Odom mesupok. You're doubtful al eze dover. You're doubtful about something. Al eze dover sheshi mei bereishis. Eidu yidei imu lefnei Hashem. Is this a proper thing or not? So what? If a dover should also dover mitzvah, dover avera, as the Shabbos kodesh yuchal livchol. Shabbos, and that has to do with what we said before, that Shabbos is the time of emes. And that's why Pesach is also called Shabbos, because according to Rashi, Pesach is all about your machshav. Tashbisu is belayed. Tashbisu is perspective. Yiroa li, roa anias divrei adi. And sometimes we see something from a different perspective, it changes everything. In other words, the reality is the reality, but if you look at it from a different perspective, then you could see it in a totally different way. And that's Pesach. Pesach, we have questions of Emuna, comes the Pesach Seder, comes Tashbisu, we look at it from a different way, and then things become clear. So that, Rebosa, just to review what we spoke about this evening. The Haggadah Shel Pesach, the core is the Psukim of Lavan, Arami Oved Ovi, because it says, Lechem Oni, Ve'anisa Ve'amarta, and that's the beginning of the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim of Lavan. And Lavan represents Lavan, the Ramai, the trickster, and that's what the Imre Noam says when Yaakov was going to base Lavan. His mother said, V'yashavta shama yomim achodim. You're going to be there many Shabbosim. And that's what you have to keep. Make sure to keep the Shabbos, specifically in Beis Lavan, because you need that protection. You can't be influenced by his crookedness. So, V'yashavta shama yomim achodim. Keep the Shabbos, and that's what ultimately the Imre Noam says. He said, Malachim Mamish, and that was the Malachim from the Mita, Menorah, and the Shulchan, and that's the Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti, that he followed what his mother said. And we explain, why did she need to tell him that? Because in Beit Lavan, there was the Sakana of him getting influenced by Lavan, and therefore, that was the, and that's why, and then we said, what's the idea? The Yerushalmi and Demai says that Am Haaretz is normally not Neman to say that he was Mafrish. He took the tithes, but on Shabbos you ask him, and he's believed. Because on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is staring us in the face, and we wouldn't lie. So therefore, that's the defense mechanism against all that. And that's why the Seder is about what? Around Lavan, about our going away from Lavan, about this meat of Emes. And that's why Pesach is called Shabbos, because Pesach is Emunah, Bashem, and that's what Shabbos is, and the Shabbos is the meat of Emes, and so it's connected to Tayag Mitzvahs, because that's the foundation of everything, is the meat of Emes, and even the Gematria of Pesach is 613, if you spell it out in the correct way, you get 613. And the other idea of Shabbos is the... And that's why we said that when it comes to Korban Pesach, which you have to have roasted, if we don't have it, we want to make sure to say that this is not the Korban Pesach. Because if you're giving something over, even though we have halacha in Chinuch, when you give dalad minin to your child, it has to be kosher set. It doesn't have to be... the nicest set, but it has to be kosher. I mean, I remember this past Sukkot, it was the night before Motzoi Shabbos. Sukkot was that Sunday night, and my little 8-year-old, he insists I get him his own dalad minim, and then that night, I don't know what happened, but his pitum, pitum broke, and he was like, whatever, you can imagine, and I was trying to explain him that many shittas hold that it's okay, but he wouldn't, an 8-year-old, you can't give lumdus to an 8-year-old and expect him to be happy. So someone pointed out that it was very good. The Chabad on the west side was still open very late that night selling, so I got him, and saved the day. But the Ritva says, Chinuch set has to be kosher, because you can't mechanech if it's not the real McCoy. And if it's not the Korban Pesach, you can't say it is the Korban Pesach. So that's why the Aruch HaShulchan says, why are we so machmer, even chicken? Yerushalmi says we machmer a chicken. But the chicken is no chashash, but it's roasted. So some could think, maybe this is like a substitute Korban Pesach. So therefore we make sure, not roasted chicken, and there's a sheet of the marshal, not even a roasted egg. And chumras and chumras and chumras on this minhag, and he says that's, I thought maybe that's the idea, because that's the core of emuna, is the Korban Pesach, that we shecht the avodah zarah of Mitzrayim, and therefore, if we want to give over a mesorah of Yadus, and we don't give it in its full emes, with full emes, it's not going to work. Into the door of Hayotzim Alev, Nechdosim Alev, and the Mesorah is not going to go through. And that's and the end of the Parsha, it's interesting. What do we say at the end of the Parsha of the Arami Ovi Ovi? How does it end? The Samachta B'chol HaTov. And I remember something that my grandmother, Aleha Shalom, used to say. My grandmother lived with us when I was growing up. My grandmother was from Turkey, and she lived with my grandfather that passed away before. She always used to say, if you're an honest person, then you could sleep at night, because you have nothing to worry about. And that's the Samachta B'chol HaTov. We start Arami Oved Ovi, and we speak about the swindler and all these things, and we say, if you stay away from Arami, the Lovan, then at the end of the day, you're going to have a happy life. You might not be the richest person in the world, you might not be this, but you're going to be a happy person, because you're going to have everything that you know you did with B'yashas. And therefore, after the whole Parsha, the Pasuk says, V'samachta, V'samachta B'chol HaTov, because what does the Pasuk say? Or Zaru Latzadik, Ul Yishrei Lev, Simcha. That's where the true Simcha comes, from the Yishrei Lev. So Be'ez Hashem, we should all, after all the work that everyone is going to have, preparing for Pesach, we should have a fulfilling Pesach together with our families and other people. We know Yontif is the time, but I said before, the Zohar says, even though there's not a mitzvah today, it's a mitzvah to always invite people to your house. But the Zohar says the Iker mitzvah is to invite people on Yontif. You know what the Sefer Noam Megodim says, a remez to the Zohar is the Mishnah Megillah. Ein ben Shabbos l'yontif, elowat, ochel nefesh bilvad, which means you could cook on yontif, not on Shabbos. But the Noam Megodim says, based on the Zohar, ochel nefesh bilvad. On Shabbos, you can have your ochel nefesh alone. On yontif, you can't have your ochel nefesh alone. On yontif, you have to make sure you invite people, especially people who don't have family and friends. You should always look to invite. And Be'ez Hashem, we should have a meaningful Pesach. We should transmit an authentic Mesorah to the next generation, who hopefully Be'ez Hashem will transmit it to their children as well. And then we'll end off the Samachta B'chol HaTov.